From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Top of the morning to you. It's Dan Frio here with the Mortgage Update. And today we have a huge show. What we have today is we're going to go over, you know, the big buzzword right now is the Federal Reserve. Everybody, if you're looking at mortgages, you're in the real estate market, you're a broker, you're anything, homeowners, home buyers, mortgage rates are a big key of that. So we're going to talk about that in one of the sections that we have today. The next thing we're going to do is talk about Dawg Bears. The Bears won again. And we're going to talk about the game a little bit and then what's coming up this week over in London playing the Raiders. What I want to talk about right now is taxes. And this is a kind of dear to me because I went through a tax audit about 10 years ago. I wouldn't wish that on an enemy. So I asked a local business owner in St. Charles. He actually is right down the street from my office, Patrick Noon. He's with PJN Tax Solutions Group. So welcome, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Cool. Tell us, you know, what got you in the business and what actually do you do?
So I graduated from DePaul in 1981. So been doing this for about 40 years now, starting to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And I've always been in the tax preparation business, whether it was with a public accounting firm or private accounting. But I came to learn about 4 or 5 years ago, there are 10 million people that are behind in filing with the IRS, and there's another 14 million on top of that that have some type of outstanding balance due with them. Could be big, could be small, but they have some issue with the IRS. The IRS's number is that 1 in 50 people you meet have some issue with them. So if you're in a, you know, crowded restaurant this weekend, there's probably people in there that need my help. So it became my personal voyage or whatever to help everybody that I can. Right now I'm working with a client. He was referred to me by his insurance agent. He hasn't filed for 6 years,
yeah,
both his personal and his corporate return. So that's what we do. We work with troubled taxpayers. And who fits that definition? Somebody that's either behind in filing or if they have a large outstanding balance due and can't write one check to make the IRS go away.
Well, how I found you, I don't know if you remember, I have, and I never even knew, you know, that, you know, I get that from a lot of people. It's like, oh, I don't have to file taxes, especially if they're on Social Security and things like that. I came across you because I had several clients, and it was kind of in, you know, bam, 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 bam. It hit all of a sudden that I had multiple people call me, and I got them through the application. We pulled their credit. We did everything. They wanted to buy a home. And then when I asked for their pay stubs, tax returns, they're like, well, I haven't filed in 2-3 years. I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. And that happened multiple times. So then I'm like, now what do I do? So they're you know, they start dabbling on their own to figure this out, that out. They had penalties and stuff like that. Then I came across you. So I referred people to you at that point. And then I'm like, you know, because I didn't realize this runs rampant. People just don't know.
I work with clients right now in Alabama, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan. It's, you know, nationwide.
My story was I filed, but it was about 10 years ago. I went through an audit and they had me come in and do like a deposition or whatever they call it. So they're just asking me questions and there was, you know, they were asking something and sometimes I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't know. So they did a full-fledged investigation and then they opened up the previous year because they're like, oh, we don't like your answers to things. Right. It ended up costing me $18,000. I had to hire somebody to start representing me because they wanted like $80,000.
Yeah, that's why we never, ever let our clients go and meet face-to-face with the IRS. Because before the audit begins, let's say you get an audit notice.
Yeah.
And before the audit begins, that nice person sitting across the desk from you that works for the IRS, they're going to start asking you about 50 very intrusive questions.
Right.
Questions that have nothing to do with the tax return that you filed.
Right.
They'll ask you questions like, where do you live? How many bedrooms are in a home? How many bathrooms? Do you have a summer home? Do you have a second car?
Yep.
Do you have a boat? And depending upon how you answer those questions will most likely determine the direction of the audit. And if the nice person across the desk from you feels like there's criminal activity possible, they'll recommend you or refer you to what's called the CID, which is the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS. And if you get picked up by those guys, they have a 90% conviction rate.
Well, here's what happened. After $18,000 and going through all this, at kind of the end of this, I was like, you know, we've been doing this for 6 months. What do you want? What are you looking for? And they're like, we don't know how you're doing it. You know, you own this, you have this, you have that, you have this. You don't make enough money to pay that. And I'm like, oh, good question. Here's my Schwab statement from a year ago. Here's my Schwab statement today. Do you see there's a bunch of zeros missing in that asset column? They ended up getting me for $1,500 because I didn't qualify for some exemption. But it cost me $18,000 in fighting this thing to come up with I owed $1,500.
Yeah, and the reason they came to you is because you fell outside of what's called the DIF scores, discriminatory information findings, or whatever this stands for. Right. And it's for people that file, and the numbers just don't make sense. You know, you got mortgage interest, you got real estate taxes, but you know, little to no income.
Right.
You had capital gain income and maybe distributions as well.
Yeah.
And you just needed to go in and explain that to them. And then they said, fine, we'll settle for $1,500 versus, you know, their assumption is there's shenanigans.
Right. I'm getting cash from somewhere. They have my bank statements. They had everything else. So what locations were, well, you just said you're dealing in Georgia. Is there a specific area that you cover? Or you
well, I'm
anywhere.
In, I'm in the what's called the Fox Valley. So I'm in, my office is in St. Charles, and typically we get clients from Batavia, Geneva, St. Charles, Elgin, any of the communities up and down the Fox Valley. But like I said, I've worked with a number of clients outside Illinois as well. Got Wisconsin, it. Arizona, Nevada.
Because this show airs right now, but we also take it and we podcast it. We put it on YouTube all over the place. So can you, somebody in Texas needs help. Can you help?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So you're not restricted. You don't have to be licensed in a specific area to get that done.
Where I'm at in my office, one of the individuals who, you know, shares a office space with me, he has a sister that lives in Texas, near Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And she needed to get current. She needed amended returns filed because when she tried to do it herself, she couldn't, you know, didn't do it right. And then we had to set her up into an installment agreement with the IRS.
Okay.
Even though there's no state taxes in Texas. And people that think they can do it on their own, I'll tell them, well, you could probably, with a good pair of needle nose pliers, pull out your own teeth too. But would you rather go to a dentist
and not
risk infection or possible death?
So what all services do you offer? Do you do taxes? Is that your wheelhouse? Or?
That's all we do all year. We do during tax season, we probably do 300 to 400 returns,
okay.
Individual returns, S-Corp, C-Corp, partnerships, trusts. But then throughout the year, because it's not seasonal, is we work with people who, as my commercial says on the radio station here, if you want the IRS off of your ASS, give us a call.
Gotcha. So you do, when we come back, what I want to talk about is, you know, your tax resolutions, you know, what that entails, how you do settlements. How do you do that? Do you represent your clients? Is there, or, and I know I heard one of your commercials say that you have, I think like a, you could, if you do their taxes, there's a service that they could sign up for you or with you to kind of encompass all this. So it might be, basically, it's like an insurance policy, so you can represent it. I would, if I could go back in time, even if it's $1,000 or what it is,
much less than that.
it's well worth it because I spent $18,000 doing this. So what's the best way somebody can reach out to you?
My phone number is, and it's my cell, which is with me 24 hours a day. My cell is 630-415-5296. Again, 630-415-5296.
Awesome. When we come back, what I want to do is I do want to talk about those other services you have.
Sure.
But then I have a little Q&A on the real estate side of things because it's a mortgage show, but I try to make it deviate from there because nobody wants to listen about mortgages for an hour. You know, I want to talk about, you know, the real estate taxes, the implications of the new tax laws that are affecting a lot of people in Illinois because our taxes are crazy. So based on that, is it still wise to buy a home?
Absolutely.
And then the next thing is...
I just bought one myself in Elgin.
And the next thing is like rental properties. I have some questions on that, on the tax side of things, because a lot of people are buying and holding rentals, and or they're doing fix and flips. So... Correct. Is there some loopholes there that they could get, that if they know about, they can do?
Sure, absolutely. Got it. Be glad to talk about it.
Awesome. So we come back, we're going to go over that with Pat Noon, and then later in the show, we're going to talk about Dub Airs, and then I'll give you my credit hack of the day. If you have a question for me or Pat, if you need assistance, please reach out to Pat. He does a fantastic job. Please reach out. We listen to every call that comes in. You can reach us at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's 833-DANFRIO. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today we have special guest Pat Noon of PJN Tax Solutions. Pat, I got a question for you. Here's a scenario. A lot of people that I deal with, they go to or one of those fly-by-night companies, and I'm not downgrading them. They do the service that those people are asking for and paying for. But let's say you file your taxes, and it's, you know, April, you send it in. Come August, September, October, you get a notice from the IRS. We got problems. What do these people do? So my question is in business basically from January to April, and correct. I know you can get somebody, but your services, the tax resolutions, the settlements, the everything that you do, and you've done it so long, how many people out there do what you do?
Statistics say that only 5% of all CPAs do what I do, because it's a niche and it's very time consuming.
I've had bus
drivers, right?
And no disrespect on bus drivers either, but they go in, they make a side business, they go in, plug everything in the computer, does this, does that, they file the taxes.
Right.
They're not going to know how to deal with the IRS.
No, and the thing of it is too, the IRS is very selective. There's only three types of individuals that the IRS will work with when it comes to resolution.
Right.
And that's either an attorney, a CPA, or what's called an EA, which stands for enrolled agent, which is someone who took a number of courses and passed an exam issued or offered by the IRS. That's it. Your brother-in-law, you know, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, unless they are either an attorney, a CPA, or an enrolled agent, the IRS won't even talk to them.
And I tried it on my own, and I just told you that story. 18th, right. I finally had to hire somebody, and I hired a CPA. And it was $18,000. I kid you not, $18,000 I paid, because he had to represent me, you know, every week for like 6 months.
Yeah, depending upon what the resolution is, there are some resolutions that we can get done with one phone call, and then there's others that can take 6 to 8 months.
So I know you have like a stepping system to help people. So what's the best way? Let's say I'm past due. I get that notice.
Get that IRS love letter.
You know, I got it, and I got it again and again. And it gives you cold chills.
It does.
Because you're like, what do I do? And I don't know what to do.
It's a very distinguishable envelope when you open a mailbox.
Yeah, it's terrible. I wouldn't wish it on an enemy.
Right.
So give us that. There's people out there, and I know there's people out there, because like you said, 1 in 50 people have issues with the IRS. They get that letter. What's your resolution system? What do they do?
The process is a simple 4-step process. And first of all, before I even talk about that, just so the listeners know, our first consultation is complimentary. There's no fee. There's no charge to meet and discuss, no matter how long it takes.
Got it.
And also, we will pull IRS transcripts free of charge as well. So once we've met and we decide we want to work together, it's a 4-step process. Step one is to file a power of attorney form. And when that power of attorney form is on file with the IRS, by law, they can no longer have direct communication with the taxpayer. They can no longer call them. They can no longer show up at their front door, their place of business. They'll still send them love letters and nasty grams in the mail, but no more direct communication. Everything goes through us.
Cool.
Number two is we pull transcripts. to see exactly what cards the IRS is holding. Our basic two questions to the IRS is, do you think there are any unfiled returns? And how much do you think the taxpayer owes? Okay, not what they owe, but what you think they owe. And then step three is we will file those returns, okay? Because you can't talk about a resolution unless you're current with all your returns. Okay. So we've done the power of attorney. We've pulled the transcripts. We filed the return. Step four is to enter into a properly structured installment or payment plan. And there's a number of options available there. You hear about offer and compromise, partial pay installment, full pay installment, even what's known as CNC, which stands for currently not collectible, where you're in a hardship situation. And the good news is the IRS can't throw you in jail just because you owe them money. They'll probably throw you in jail for tax fraud. But yeah. But if you owe them money, that's not a reason. They got rid of debtors' prisons a long time ago. So we will then, you know, do a financial profile with the client and find out what is the best resolution available based upon what they can afford, not what the IRS thinks they should pay.
Okay. So how did they contract with you? Let's say I go into you. Here's what I'm trying to avoid. I paid 18 grand, and I don't mean to keep dwelling on that, but it is burnt in my head. Is there something that they could negotiate with you or get involved with you that every year, like an insurance policy,
right?
Can they go in and say, okay, here, I'll sign this insurance policy, and you know, it's, you know, $500, $600, $700, and say every year I'm covered. I don't have to worry because Pat and his team will take care of me. I'll spend that little bit of money, but I know that I'm going to be taken care of in the future. I don't have to worry about, you know, am I going to get into these issues? Because I don't have $18,000 to fight this
right.
thing.
When it comes to resolution and also tax preparation as well, we do everything on a flat fee.
Okay.
It's not hourly. You know, we're not running the meter.
Oh, cool.
And as far as resolution, the fee is determined based upon how much you owe and whether or not a revenue officer has been assigned. Typically, a revenue officer gets in when you're pretty far down the field and you're not corresponding with them. As far as tax preparation, same thing. We charge a flat fee based upon the number of forms and schedules necessary to file a complete and accurate return.
Okay.
And we also offer an optional audit protection plan where we will represent the taxpayer for 3 years moving forward, and we offer 10 hours of audit representation time. The first 10 hours are on us. We respond to all IRS notices and correspondences that that come in free of charge.
So you'll basically do that four-step process
mm-hmm.
with the audit protection plan that I get?
Well, the four-step process is for tax resolution.
Okay.
The audit protection plan is for tax preparation. When we prepare your return.
Okay. So mm-hmm. is it part of the tax or audit protection, is that also, because if I have the audit protection plan, if I get that, it automatically covers me if the IRS comes back 2 years from now and says, we're auditing
yep.
you because of this,
correct.
that. You'll basically take these steps because I've already purchased that protection
package. Right. The audit protection plan deals with, the audit protection plan deals with tax preparation. And if it turns out that it evolves into tax resolution, then that'll be a separate determination.
But at least you're going to represent me and do what you need to do with that.
Right. We have three plans, good, better, best. And our middle of the road plan is the one that I've been speaking about with the 10 hours of representation, 3 years moving forward of protection, responding to all IRS inquiries free of charge. The other option is to pay our hourly fee, which we do charge when it comes to certain services, and that's $200 an hour.
Got it.
So for $100, they have protection
everything.
Moving forward for 3 years.
No brainer. I didn't want to specifically ask you how much it was because I didn't want to put you on the spot. But like I said, mine $18,000, or I can spend $100. Dude, that's one dinner out with my wife.
Which one works best for you?
Exactly. So, okay, do the $100. Okay, now a little bit of Q&A. I know on my own personal tax returns, I can't deduct all of my real estate taxes in Illinois. Illinois tax it's way up there. So is there anything we can do? Tell us a little bit about the new tax law, if you would. And is there anything we could do to maybe save some money on taxes when it comes to our homes?
Well, with the new Trump tax law that took effect January 1 of 2018, there is a limit called SALT, which stands for state and local tax. And that limit is $10,000. And included in that limit is are your real estate taxes on your primary residence, as well as state income taxes withheld from your wages or general sales tax, whichever one works best for you. So with a 5% state income tax rate, let's say you're making $100,000 a year, you're going to have about $5,000 withheld in state income tax. That means you have remaining another $5,000 to cover your real estate taxes. And with real estate taxes in Illinois typically being 2.5 to 3% of fair market value,
yeah,
on a $150,000 home, which is not a real big one, you're probably looking around $4,500, $5,000 in taxes.
So you're capped at that point.
You're capped, and anything over and above that, you lose the benefit.
Any loopholes?
There's no carry forward on that.
Okay.
There is no limitation on rental property as far as deduction of real estate taxes. There will possibly be a limit on how much of a loss you can deduct based upon your other income.
All right, Pat, hold that thought. Gotcha. If you have any questions for him or myself, please give us a call at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's 833-DANFRIO. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Mortgage Update, and I'm Dan Frio.
We now return to the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. We are here with Pat Noon. A little bit of Q&A. So, Pat, a lot of people that I'm getting applications from right now are investing. They want to buy rental properties. It's back to where we were. It's kind of scary because it's kind of back to where we were in 2004, 5, and 6.
The pendulum has swung.
It's so everybody wants to get in real estate again. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants rentals. And now the fix and flips, you can see it on every DIY TV station as well. Fix and flips are back huge. Scares the bejesus out of me, but they're here. So any advice for people with real estate investments and or we'll subsection that out in if you can answer in two parts, that and then fixing and flipping. What's the any good financial advice you can give those people?
Well, what I typically go over, and I've done this a number of times just this past week with new business owners, is to take into consideration incorporating your business. Okay.
Okay.
From both a tax standpoint and a legal standpoint, it makes sense for a lot of small business owners to be incorporated as S corporations. There's tax advantages that we can talk about on another show for that. As far as the fix and flips, that's going to be income from employment. Okay, not passive income.
Can you file a corporation for every? I've seen this. People file a corporation for every property they buy.
Right. Typically, they do that for liability purposes because if a person slips and falls on property A, then properties B, C, and D are not subject to the lawsuit because they're all under separate ownership.
Is that a good idea for tax reasons too?
It is. It is. We can still file what's called Schedule E for those people that invest in real estate. Again, there's no limit on real estate taxes, mortgage interest, or other deductions. However, when taken into consideration with the rest of your tax return, you may need to not recognize those losses immediately, but carry them forward into the future.
Okay, I got an off-the-wall question. My home, could it be treated as a rental?
Do you live there?
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha. Thought I'd try. So, because of the tax consequences, you know, I'm capped out at, you know, say the $5,000 in state taxes. So I'm basically capped out on $5,000 on my real estate taxes. They far exceed that. So there's no loop. You see where I'm going with that
right thing.
So, and there's probably a lot of people out there thinking the same thing.
Right.
You know, well, how about I just file it as a rental property and, you know, go from there.
So, well, then where's your primary residence?
No, I get it. I at least tried. So, okay. I want to thank you, Pat. I mean, Pat's going to be a regular guest on the show. So if you have any questions for him or myself, please give us a call at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's 833-DANFRIO. So one last time, Pat, tell everybody what's the best way to get a hold of you. Please reach out to Pat. You know, have him do your taxes. Sign up for that insurance policy. $100 versus $18,000, no-brainer.
Correct. The best way to reach me is go to my website, pjntaxsolutions.com. It has all my contact information on there, and we have tabs about the services that we provide, testimonials from previous clients. We even have a video sales letter that explains the process to you, what we do, and what happens when you receive the dreaded letter from the IRS. I do pick up my phone on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, so feel free to call or text me. Again, I don't use landlines. I only use cell phones, so, and it's with me all the time. Text me or call me at 630-415-5296, 630-415-5296.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pat, for being here.
Thank you.
He'll be a regular guest, so if you have any questions, please call us at 833-DAN-FRIO, 833-D-A-N-F-R-I-O. Stay tuned. We'll be back with some words about what the Fed plans to do in the future. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. This segment, I want to talk about the Fed, the interest rates, things that are important to homeowners, home buyers, you know, people on the fence. Do I refinance? Do I buy? What do I do? And it's confusing because what you hear out there is, you know, the Fed just reduced rates. What did that do for you? Basically, it didn't do anything for the mortgage, you know, market. So here's what I do. I have actually a YouTube video that I do every night at the end of the day. I briefly go over what happened in the stock market. And then the channel's followed hugely by people in the real estate business, especially mortgage people. And they follow this for a few reasons. What I do is I give my recommendations on, you know, basically here's what's happening in the market for interest rates. That's the biggest thing people are concerned with when they're buying a home. That's one of the biggest things because that'll dictate your payments and, you know, so much other things. Plus, a lot of people might be considering, and I'm buried with this right now, they're refinancing. Why are they refinancing? Multiple reasons. A lot of people, probably a third of the business. Third of the business is renovations. I have people putting on additions, finishing their basement, putting on decks, putting on garages, putting on new roofs, patios, everything. So that's that segment. The other segment is saying, you know what? I just want a lower rate. I have five and a quarter. What can I get? Okay. Along with that, there's many clients out there, many people out there, and check this. This might fit you. You're paying PMI. If you have an FHA loan that you took out within the last 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know if you realize this, that PMI is on there forever, 30 years. So the only way to get rid of that is to refinance out of it. So I have clients calling me and they're at a 4.25 rate. We're getting them rates in the mid to high threes and dumping the PMI. In many cases, they're saving 200, 250, almost 300 bucks. Now, another reason is you might say, okay, the payment's comfortable with me, but I'm paying 4.75. What would a 20-year term look for me? What would a 15-year term look for me? There's a lot of loans we're doing right now is we're keeping the payment the same. Many are dropping within 100 bucks. Might not seem like much, but we're cutting the terms by 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So let's say your principal and interest each month is, you know, $1,000. We cut your term by 5 years. That's 60 payments. $60,000 you're going to save. And, you know, that's just that part of the pie. So what I want to talk about right now is what you might want to follow to see if any of this makes sense. And if you need me, you want me to run an analysis for you, I can do that very simply. You can email me your mortgage statement. The best way to do it is just call me. And you can reach me at 844-775-LOAN. That's the best way to get a hold of me personally, or email me at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. So here's what I do every night on a YouTube video that I have about 7,000 followers on, is, you know, I monitor what's going on with the mortgage-backed securities market. The mortgage-backed securities market is a bond that trades, that is the tool, that is the component that mortgage rates are determined by. It's not the 10-year Treasury note or the Fed. They have nothing to do with the mortgage-backed securities market. So here's what's happening in today's world. And today's world is very different, as you know. My best analogy is this. You know, what's the stock market going to do? Or what's a particular stock going to do tomorrow? Well, you don't know, but you can kind of play the odds and you can chart it, you can monitor it, you can see what it's doing on a day-to-day basis. What's the technicals or the fundamentals behind that stock? What should it be doing? Okay, and that's what should happen in the mortgage-backed securities market or mortgage rates. But the problem that we have is, you know, in today's world, if Trump tweets something, that can raise havoc in the markets. If Iran bombs Saudi Arabia, that can play havoc on the markets. Those are things that we didn't foresee. So those aren't calculated in the numbers. So what we do follow is, like, for example, last week we had the manufacturing index came out, and it was the lowest index or number since June of 2009. Okay, so manufacturing is starting to pull back. Employment numbers came out. They're stagnant. Another thing is wages. That's another thing that we follow. It's kind of, you know, stagnant, which is good. So let me put it this way. Any bad news for stocks and the economy and the world is great news for mortgage rates, because uncertainty drives money out of the stock markets and investments and into safe havens. And those safe havens are bonds, because people don't really put the money under their mattress. So they put it into bonds. One of the segment of bonds is the mortgage-backed securities market. Those are bonds that are batched up with mortgages. And that's a bond. People put their money into that, driving the price up and the yields down. So that's what happens. But again, other factors that come into play on the technical side of things is like consumer spending, manufacturing indexes, and other things. But the biggest news out this week was the manufacturing index fell to the lowest since 2016. That, along with the inverted yield curve, and if you ever listen to any of my other shows, I talked about it briefly on those. Those two factors are really playing havoc on the markets, because the markets are now pricing in a recession within the next 12 to 18 months. That's what's going on with that, and that's what's going on with the bond markets. So that was my take on the mortgage business, the mortgage part of the show. What's going on with rates? What I predict right now, rates are going to stay stable or get better. So if you're on the fence, you know, let me know. I'd be more than happy to help you try to see if does refinancing make sense. And if you're on the fence and saying, well, wonder if rates drop another 0.5% in 6-8 months. That's great. You know what? I will refinance you within the first 2 years. If the rate drops more than the 0.5%, I'll refinance you for free. So what are you waiting for? So if you have any questions about the show, you want to leave any comments, please call 833-DAN-FRIO. And Dan Frio is DANFRIO. And don't go away, because the next segment we're going to talk about the Bears, and they're on a roll. See you in two.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. This section is the Bears. So what are you thinking, George? What's this week going to... Last week was impressive.
I liked it. I hate to say it, but I think Bears fans everywhere, rightly or wrongly, celebrated the moment that Chase Daniels entered the...
He still scares
entered
me.
The game.
Or no, Trubisky scares me.
Trubisky doesn't release the ball fast enough. He doesn't go through progressions. He stares down receivers until everybody in the defense knows exactly where he's going with it. But he's got a lot of upside. Chase Daniels been in the league for, I don't know, 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah, he's been around, but he's played behind Breeze and some other guys.
Yeah,
and
so he got good training.
Absorbed some good habits.
But if you never take a snap, how far can you take a team?
You can take him at least past the Vikings.
Got it.
We learned that.
So this week, big Raider game. So you think jet lag's going to play a part?
No, because they're playing at noon Chicago time. They're flying in like the day before or 2 days before, something like that.
So I just found this. If anybody's interested in going to the game, Here's what it entails.
Okay.
It's a one heck of a deal.
Is it more than my car payment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is just, guys, this is just basically, oh, wait, you get a tailgate party with this.
Yes.
But it'd still be kind of cool. You go, the game is at Tottenham Hotspur New Stadium.
Which is a gorgeous, gorgeous place. Yeah. It's so
been
new.
Been there several times.
It's, right, if you look at the Google Earth picture of it, it's halfway complete. Yes.
So you get a game ticket.
Yep.
A pregame party.
Yep.
And game transportation.
Ticket, if you did party, that, let's see.
Now, it's not airfare.
Right. No, no. Not to get you
wherever
to
wherever you are to...
But let's say, okay, so if you got a pretty good seat at Soldier Field, and
got a point there.
And you went to, sort of one of these club party type things inside the stadium. And what was the other part of that?
Game day transportation.
Game day transportation.
So is that
you get a livery car.
From...
Let's say a livery car.
Okay.
You get to go to a party, and you get some pretty good seats. I'm going to say... $600.
That was close.
Oh.
$725 per person.
Pounds or dollars?
It says PP. I don't know. Might say it maybe is pounds per person.
That might be pounds.
So wonder how much airfare is. So here's what I'm going to do.
Little euros.
I'm going to use my $725 and go buy me an 80-inch screen TV.
No kidding.
Put it on the wall. So...
you know what,
what's your prediction this week?
They can handle it. Yeah. I think the Bears are going to pull it off, but it's going to be a one-possession game. So think maybe 21-17.
And I will say, I think they'll pull it off. The defense is so amazing that I don't know much about the Raiders. So I'm going to say it's a low-scoring game. They'll be tired, even though they're the same time frame. I'm going to say it's going to be 17-10. Bears.
All right.
You know what we have to start doing? We have to keep track of our records. So
I'm flawless, actually. So
keeping
far.
Track of records. I found a new system for your personal records.
Ooh.
So I have a website that I created. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. So, and I've had thousands and thousands of people go to that, learn things about credit and everything. But what I just recently became a part of is the United Credit Educational Services. It's phenomenal. I couldn't pass it up because I'm like, you know, I have a lot of people that I refer to different credit repair companies and then a credit monitoring companies, then identity theft protection companies. Everyone, if you broke it down, most of the credit monitoring systems are about $50 a month. The credit repair, or I'll say credit consulting companies, they're about $80 a month. Then you have the companies out there that monitor your identity. So there's difference between credit, you know, monitoring and identity monitoring. So credit monitoring is probably $50. Identity monitoring, I'll say, is, let's say, $25. So you got $150 a month that you're going to do with those things. I just became a part of the United Credit Educational Services. And they do all of this. Let me go over what they do for you. I subscribed personally. They do budgeting, credit restoration, credit building. You get a credit attorney if you need help in that front. Credit monitoring, help with your debt payoff and debt settlements. Identity monitoring, life insurance of $100,000. And then a whole bunch of other cool tools. One thing they also do, they'll help you create and file a will and a trust. All of that you can get for, just go to creditscoresandmore.com. On that website, you're going to go down. There's four steps. Step one is a free credit system. Do it. It's free. It gives you, it's basically an educational tool that you could use for your credit scores, credit monitor. Just learn about credit. Step two is actually getting your true credit scores. I won't go over that. We'll do that on another show. Step three is getting you into this system. It's $89 a month, so it's basically half the price that you would be paying for all these services separately. So, to conclude the show, I want to send a special thanks out to Pat Noon with PJN Tax Solutions, our friend Gary Hall at REMAX. He's a phenomenal guy. He's located in the Hanover Park area. He takes care of all my clients in those areas. Dottie Dosay, she's our home inspector. Dottie's been in the business for over 30 years, every realtor pretty much that you talk to, they'll know Dottie. And then Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realtor. I can't say more about Stuart. Him and his team can take care of my clients basically throughout the suburbs in the city. Along with Gary Hall are my two go-to realtors. So if you could please, you know, if you're in need of any of these services, please reach out to these people. So I want to thank you again for listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. If you have any comments, questions, or anything you'd like to let us know, please give us a call at 833-DAN-FREO. That's 833-DANFRIO. God bless. Have a great weekend, and we will see you here next weekend, same time, same place.